Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great, about to have a great visit with someone who's been with us many times before. Michael Johnson is back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is the founder of Diamond Dynamic, which is an organization that helps companies make sure that those that the two main cultures, the two big cultures, the two diverse cultures in the marketplace communicate well with each other, and that's male and female. He's the author of Cracking the Boys Club Code, and as I said before, the only time I get into more trouble than talking with women about the relationship between men and women is when I do it with another guy, and so I'm going to try not to get in too much trouble today. Michael Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again, Jim. Good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. Can't you just imagine the ladies tuning in right now thinking, let me see if I got this straight. Two guys are talking about how men and women communicate with each other. They got to be saying, "What's wrong with this picture?" Right, Michael?
Well, you know, that was an issue that I had early on. It's amazing over the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know whether I've been able to communicate the message better, or there's a more awareness that. That really are men and women are really just two sides of the same coin, and we approach the world very differently. But
yeah,
we're still the end result's still the same. We want.
But did people push back at first when they were hearing from a guy who was saying, "I want to talk about gender communication"?
Well, very early on, about 5 years ago, yes, I did get who are you to be telling us communication about women? And I said, well, I'm not really telling you about how women think. I'm telling you how men think.
Yeah.
And so if you want to hear it from how men think, you know, it just
and but don't most women
go to a woman.
Don't most women think, well, I think we already know about all that. I mean, don't they already feel that they know those answers?
You know, one would think so, but I've found that, no, they don't. They're confused.
Well, I didn't say that they know the answer. I said that they think they know.
No, I don't think they do anymore. It's surprising that they are so confused about how we think and approach the world, especially in business. I don't get into so much the personal
right
area, but it's all really how men approach business and
yeah,
how we think in business.
What is the issue? What is the big issue between men and women in terms of talking and communicating with business?
Well, men is a very hierarchical, military-like approach to business.
Line of sight, straight line, cut to the chase.
Absolutely. I don't want a lot of fluff. I don't want the story. I want the headlines, that sort of stuff. Women, it's all about the communication, the relationship, and the empowerment. And God knows, corporations need that as well.
Well, I was going to say we need that. You know, at some point in time, we need detail. Are you saying that sometimes men don't know when to get more detail, and sometimes women don't know when to just do the headlines?
Exactly.
And I
and
think
so the
most of the women, of the women I know would agree with that. I think.
Yeah, and it's the balance of the two. You know, I was at a very, very large corporation, and the CEO was talking about empowerment and inclusion and collaboration, and there was a big initiative going on. And when I asked the women, I said, does he believe that? And they said, I don't think so. I don't think he understands what that
is. Whoa. Time out. Let me make sure I got this straight. The CEO was talking about gender communication and empowerment, and you asked his people, and they said no. They said they didn't think he'd believe that.
They didn't say that he understood it, what it meant.
Ah.
And I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
Because at our core, we're men tend to be very competitive. It's not that we don't like other people and don't want to include them, but at the, in the end of the thing, somebody's got to be the command.
It's the masculine control. Nature. It's a masculine nature to and competitiveness can take on a lot of different characters, can it? I mean, it can be anywhere from I'm going to beat your brains out for this job or whatever, or this business, all the way to just put what guys call the needle, where we just sort of tease each other.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Which is, as my mom said, have fun and full artists sort of thing. There's a reason behind it.
Yeah.
But the fact of the women is that women eat, breathe, sleep. They are empowerment and inclusion. And their management structure is very different from men. Men tends to be top-down. Women tends to be more flat.
Hold on to that thought, Robert. I'm going to come back. I want to come back to this empowerment and inclusion, what you mean by that after these messages, folks. Robert, give us the website, please.
Oh, it's Mike at Diamond Dynamic, D-I-A-M-O-N-D.
Mike at Diamond Dynamics. Mike Johnson and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.